On Sunday, May 3rd, 2026, a bus driver pulled up to the Calamax in Monteadero with 28 people in the back. Most of them were from the state of Chiapas in southern Mexico. They had been recruited with a fake job offer by a company calling itself Viva Organic. The driver said he was stopping for gas. He never came back. The city of Ensenada eventually showed up with a truck and moved everyone to the San Vicente migrant shelter. That story isn't a one-off. It's the textbook recruitment and abandonment script that the U.S. State Department has documented in Mexican agriculture for over a decade. Recruiters travel through poor villages in the south, promise good wages, load people onto buses, and either deliver them to growers who underpay them, or just leave them stranded somewhere up north. Mexico's Fiscalia has rescued hundreds of jornaleros at a time from ranches in Guanajuato and Baja California Sur in the last 2 years. The Monteadero and San Quintín Valley south of Ensenada are some of Mexico's biggest produce export zones. They're built on indigenous migrant labor, mostly Mixtecos, Triquis, Zapotecos, and increasingly Tzotziles from Chiapas. Many of these workers don't speak Spanish. They're strangers in their own country. The legal minimum wage for an ag worker in Baja in 2026 is 440 pesos a day. But real pay in the small grower segment runs 150 to 300. About 90% of Mexico's jornaleros aren't enrolled in Social Security. If you want to help, the worst thing you can do is build them a house. The land in the hill colonias has bad title, and structures get seized by the landowner and rented back to the families. What works is direct aid. Food, school supplies, clothing, shoes, delivered every 2 weeks for years by people who already live in the colonia. There's a small volunteer effort up in the hills above Monteadero called Feeding Farm Workers Families, run by Carol Woodruff and Deborah Blake. If you want in, message Carol on Facebook. Bring food. Show up the next time, too. That's the move.